This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey, thanks for having me again. Well, they're going to be all over southwestern Oregon. We're driving now from Medford to Cave Junction. We're going to have town hall meeting number 1,165. And the point really is, there are going to be a host of issues, but the one you can count on are the ones where the second word is bill. It might be medical bill, housing bill, gas bill, but people are just getting clobbered in their wallet.
And as you've left D.C., talk about how things are going back there with sort of the back and forth and the so much uncertainty with the Iran situation.
Well, you know, Trump, as you know, is always all over the map. At one time, he said the Iranians are going to have an unconditional surrender, or he's not going to accept an agreement. Well, big departure from that to what's going on now. We're waiting for the details, and I root for America.
And do you feel like this is going to last longer or get resolved sooner?
I think nobody knows. I think people know that Donald Trump can go from, as they say, insisting on an unconditional surrender to something that doesn't really have a lot of air there. So we're waiting to see.
And what are some of the other big issues of Washington, D.C.? What's really being worked on by lawmakers right now?
Well, I'm focused on these pocketbook, you know, issues. You know, we're going after big oil. You know, big oil is using these war profits to basically buy back stock that's good for the executives, but bad for people turning to afford gas in Roseburg. So I'm focused on that and healthcare costs and then forestry. The one thing I wanted to pass on to you, the head of the Forest Service said recently, at our hearing, that the fire borrowing fix that I authored with Senator Crapo saved more than $12 billion from being raided from proactive management. And I'm going to start insisting that when we make those kind of savings in fire borrowing, those kinds of improvements that Senator Crapo has been on a bipartisan basis, some of that money be used, set aside to help us fight fire.
What about, speaking of fires, we look to be going into, well, some areas of southern Oregon already in fire season. The Douglas District probably going in much sooner than normal. What are your concerns about the upcoming wildfire season?
Well, I think we're sitting on forestry dynamite. And you look what happened yesterday when it was all windy and all that kind of thing. All I could think about is somebody had dropped a match there, and the combination of snow and drought and, you know, the wind that we saw yesterday in southwestern Oregon is a prescription for trouble.
And, of course, that fire down by Central Point. The changes in the Forest Service, some of the moving things about offices and things like that, do you think they could potentially have an issue with having the Forest Service be as effective during this fire season?
Well, let's talk about what's going on. The Trump administration is willing to slash the budget and reduce the federal wildfire workforce, even though he knows how vulnerable it is to communities dealing with the West. And there are plans to shutter the Forest Service's Portland regional office as part of a reckless reorganization. I think they ought to be sticking to business to make sure they get enough firefighters out there rather than these organizational approaches that are going to take attention away from that.
Do you feel like a season like this kind of brings the whole area of federal forest management maybe into a more lively discussion?
Absolutely. And that's why I'm raising issues. Like, if I've come up with something that they come to a hearing and say they save $12 billion through a bipartisan approach to the fire borrowing fix, let's start talking about how we might have a set aside that might really help us get additional firefighters this summer.
And as you go around this week, now, how long is this particular recess?
This recess is going to be till the end of this week, so we'll be back in a week from yesterday.
And what do you anticipate is when you get back to D.C. With all these things up in the air, what are you going to be focused on?
Well, the real question is, are the Republicans going to be prepared to work? You know, they left Thursday last, even when they had their big bill on, you know, immigration and ICE and all that, because they didn't want to try to defend this slush fund. I think the slush fund is just takes the cake in terms of how corrupt it is, and particularly this big change to ensure that it couldn't be audited. I don't know of anything that allows for that, where you just set aside any accountability.
Now, you're going to be in Reedsport on Wednesday. What do you plan to talk with folks about at the Douglas County Town Hall?
Well, the first thing we do is we listen. You know, we listen and make sure that they have a chance to get heard. But I think what I'm going to tell them, stand up and say, this is Memorial Day time, and it's not red, white, it's red, white, and blue, not red and blue.
And speaking of Memorial Day, you were in Eagle Point yesterday. Talk about that particular ceremony.
Well, it's such a incredible time to be there. And, you know, first thing I said is we're not about red and blue. We're about red, white, and blue. And I think people are looking for that because of sacred ground there. And that's what we're thinking about, is how sacred it is, somberness of the occasion. And it's just a beautiful community where people can reflect on their loved ones.
All right. Out of time for now. The senator is on the road. Senator Ron Wyden, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Let's do it again. Thanks so much.
All right. 8:38 at the morning report.